more, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm more, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى wherein we are discussing the beautiful glorious names of our Lord Allah عز وجل Inshallah, in this episode, we'll hear more beautiful names. So to begin, one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur. And it comes from Shukr. Shukr is a word we've heard many times in our lives. And Shukr is gratitude, showing thankfulness. And this occurs on the part of a slave, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he receives a blessing, any bounty from the Creator, Azza wa Jal, when he is blessed by Allah Almighty, then he pays gratitude. He shows thankfulness. So shukr is actually on the part of the slave. But when shakur is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what meaning does it take? What is its meaning? The ulama have said, the meaning will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, in that he accepts the ibadat, the a'mal salihah that a slave performs, and then he gives him great reward for it as well. This is the meaning of shakur in relation to Allah Almighty. That he accepts the a'mal salihah, he accepts the ta'at, the obedience shown by the servant, the worships performed by the servant and slave, and then he gives him great reward upon it, subhanallah. This name has been used in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Taghabun, verse 17, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ That if you give a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase it for you and He will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur and he is haleem. When a person gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan, a good loan, this is very vast in its meaning. It could mean that somebody gives zakat, that is obligatory upon him. Somebody gives sadaqah nafila, voluntary donation. Or he gives someone a loan. And he does so for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal with sincerity, wholeheartedly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him reward for that. Allah multiplies the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the best reward. In another verse of the Quran, we're told in Surah Saba, verse 39, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ That whatever you spend from anything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ Allah Azza wa Jal will give you a badal. He will replace it for you. He will recompense you. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ And he is the best of those who provide sustenance. So in other verses of the Quran, for example in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how he gives up to 700 times the reward. Such immense, such is the reward. Why is that? وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ Allah is shakur, he accepts the ibadah, he accepts the ta'ah, he accepts the good deeds, and then he gives great reward for it as well. And we just heard, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ He is the best of those who give rizq. You will give in the way of Allah according to your istita'ah, less or more, however you give it. But the one who is rewarding, he is not limited in any way, shape or form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His reward is unmatchable. His reward is unparalleled, subhanallah. One thing to note before moving on, that Allah is shakur. And we should be shakir, we should be grateful. Whenever we receive any reward, and if you think about it from head to toe, you know, this is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our body, our physical body. the amount of good things that we can do with our hands, with our eyes, with our ears, with other faculties, with other bodily parts and limbs. Subhanallah, we earn reward. We please the creation. We give charity. We do all sorts. With the tongue, we can say a good kalima. Upon these blessings, upon receiving these blessings, it is necessary, imperative for us to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another thing to remember here is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a body, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different faculties, the ability to speak, etc., and say a good word to help others out in their times of need, if we're ever on the receiving end of that help from someone, someone says a good thing to us, somebody helps us out in any way, then we also show shukr to that person as well. Because although Allah has given him tawfiq to help us, but he was made a wasila for the alleviation of our difficulty. And as such, we should show shukr to him as well. We show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all states. But in creation, when people help you in any way, you should also show shukr to them. Why the hadith states, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Whoever does not thank the people, he does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a command of our deen. So a person cannot say, I'm only grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, there are many times in creation when we must show that gratitude to people as well. For example, just a basic example, our parents. We came to this world not of our own accord. Our parents were the wasila. Therefore, all our lives we show shukr to them. We show good conduct towards them. We treat them nicely. We help them. If they're facing difficulty, we try and alleviate that difficulty. Why? Because we came from them. Allah made them a dhari'a, a wasila. So, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. And subhanAllah, what will happen? When we show gratitude, when we show thankfulness, the more we are grateful to people for helping us, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything we have, then the blessings will also increase as well. It cannot be the case that a person is ungrateful all his life and he receives haqiqi blessings and an increase in those blessings. It won't happen. And if bazaahir seemingly you see that, then that's a great test for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving respite to that person. If he doesn't rectify his ways, he will be seized. In the Quran, we're told, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will most definitely increase your blessings. I will increase them for you. And this is in Surah Ibrahim, verse 7. SubhanAllah, how merciful is our Lord. We do a good deed, we perform salah, we keep fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't repaid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that He has bestowed upon us. No chance. I mean, this can never happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps blessings. And He will make those worships a means of entering Jannah. The blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. So the obedience from our side has to also continue as well, inshallah. And being able to show gratitude, this is a blessing in itself. It's a massive blessing. Allah has given you tawfiq to show thankfulness to Him in good times, even in bad times. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise to Allah in all states. Inshallah, you will be given more bounties as well. And if a person has this mindset that, Ya Allah, this shukr that I'm showing is with your tawfiq, this is a blessing as well. Ya Allah, all of these blessings, and then on top of that, you give me the blessing to show thankfulness to you. It's nothing on my part. It's no perfection on my part. You know, I'm not worthy of this. I am no one. And this is no greatness on my part or great feat. Ya Allah, this subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is your tawfiq that I'm showing shukr, and this is also a blessing. So being able to show shukr and then praising Allah upon being given the ability, this is also what the salihin do. That, Ya Allah, I could never show thankfulness if it wasn't for your enabling grace. Subhanallah. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the household of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. And thereafter he says in Surah Saba verse 13, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There are very few of my slaves who are grateful. Allahu Akbar. And what does it mean by showing shukr? Why was the family of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam praised? Why were Anbiya alayhi salam praised? Why are the awliya Allah so high ranking? And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them such esteem, such renown, that we are remembering them even 1,000 years after they have left the world? They are alive in our hearts, their remembrance. This is because the greatest form of shukr is using your blessings to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did exactly that. Bring your body, take your body for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a body, you use it in His obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you eyes, you look at your parents to gain reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you eyes, you gaze towards the masajid, Kaaba al-Musharrafa, the ulama of Islam, the Quran, books of hadith, etc. And we stay far away from misusing the eyes, looking at haram, unveiled women, lewd gazing, etc. All of these things, we refrain from that. We keep our eyes purified. We don't make them impure. And if we sin, what is the expiation for the eyes, if we sin with them, is to shed tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be remorseful, to be penitent, to be regretful. That will purify the eyes. But in the first instance, we try our utmost to avoid sinning as well, using the eyes. So ears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us ears to listen to the recitation of the Quran, listen to the Na'a Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to the sermon of the scholars, the lectures of the ulama, listen to Islamic speeches, listen to good statements. And conversely, we were not given. And instead of this, if we use the ears to listen to gossip, slander, backbiting, music, haram things, obviously this is not any form of shukr. Because we're using our ears in a way that Allah is displeased with us. So the ears have to be used in a certain way. The eyes, the heart has to be kept in a certain way. Free from rancor, free from malice, free from jealousy, free from ill assumption, free from having negative thoughts about others. Free from plotting evil against fellow Muslims, free from deception, free from hypocrisy. And this is a big test. So whatever Allah has blessed you with, you use those blessings to please Him. This is the greatest form of shukr. That is why the Salihin are praised, because they show and they express and manifest, they demonstrate that form of shukr, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer just has to think, how can I use these hands disobey Allah when I did not create this hand myself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a sahih, salamat, a sound hand. How can I use it to disobey Him? So this is the mindset that we should have, inshaAllah ta'ala. And when we do so, you will find that our blessings increase. And we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he taught us. His seerah, a beautiful reflection of the Quranic teaching. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like? And she replied, "Kana khuluquhu al-Quran." His character was the Quran, meaning he was the perfect embodiment of the teachings of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never sinned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam avoided all prohibitions. The Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam fulfilled all the commandments. That is a life that we should aspire to live, similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walking in the footsteps of the Prophet alaihi salam, adopting his sunnah and his ways. Inshallah, that is the greatest success for a believer. And on one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing so much worship at night, Qiyamul Layl, to the extent that his feet, blessed feet, became swollen. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she's surprised. She says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this much ibadah, despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven the former and the latter people of your ummah for your sake, due to your blessing." What did the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say? Subhanallah, this is a lesson for me and you and all Muslims across the globe. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Oh Aisha, you're asking me why I perform all of this worship? Should I not be a grateful slave? Allahu Akbar. Who gives tawfiq to perform worship in the first place? Do we do it of our own accord? No. We cannot even lift a finger without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot even bat an eyelid without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we're performing worship, ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal, such a great action, then shukr has to be shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning is vast. He meant by this showing shukr for all of life's blessings, all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. He is afdalul khalq, the greatest of all of creation. He realized, he recognized, he understood how much he was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to do today as well. Did the Prophet alayhi wa sallam not go through difficulties? Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not go through hardships? Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not face trials and tribulations? Of course he did. You study his life, you will find that he did. In fact, he alayhi salatu wasalam said, nobody has been tested the way I have been tested in the way of Allah azza wa jal. family members were martyred. Muslims were boycotted. There was a social boycott. Muslims were deprived. They were persecuted in that early period. So many lost their lives. So many gave blood for. So many difficult times he had to face. But did he allow those situations to make him neglectful of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, never. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept those blessings in mind. And we too should do the same today. When we're blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time we face trials in our life, we don't all of a sudden forget those blessings, neglect those blessings, become heedless of those blessings and think, this massive calamity has struck me, that's it. You know, why me, ma'azallah? You know, everyone else is living a comfortable life. I'm always facing difficulty. I'm always doing this. No, na'udhu billah min dhalik. We stay away from such statements. We stay away from such environments that lead to us thinking like this. And we always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us so much. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. He Azza wa Jal himself says that if they were to enumerate, if they were to count and list the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تحصوها, they will not be able to enumerate them or count them. It's not possible for insan to do that. So the shakirin are those who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show gratefulness to him. Why? Because of the vast blessings he has given them. Now when we show shukr, remember one thing, this does not increase Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his rank, in his status. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our shukr. It's not something that he craves, ma'azallah, or anything like that. But his divine will is that when you show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's pleased with it. The Quran tells us in Surah Zumar, verse 7, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, that if you are grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. So this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the divine way. So this is why a believer can never ever succeed if he is ungrateful. If he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to show gratitude. That's the law of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our praise. He is independent. He does not need weak beings like us, sinful, lowly, humble beings like us to praise him or show shukr to him. No. We are in need of that ourselves. When we show shukr, when we show gratitude, when we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this increases us only. And lastly, to conclude, if you are desirous, and one should be desirous of what I'm about to say, if you want your blessings to remain, you want your blessings to continue in your life, then you have to preserve those blessings with shukr. There's no other way around it. If you want a blessing that Allah has given you to remain, then show shukr. And how many times have we seen that a person is ungrateful? He loses everything. If it was wealth, he became arrogant. He didn't show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used his wealth to disobey Allah. He used his wealth to belittle others. He used his wealth to oppress others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that wealth, removed that blessing, took it from him. So in Arabic it said, قَيِّدُوهَا بِالشُّكْرِ, that preserve your blessings, capture your blessings by a shukr. If you do not preserve your blessings via shukr, they will go. And an example has been given that your blessings are like wild animals. If you have a wild animal, it doesn't matter how many times you try and tame him, to control him, he will still try to run away. So it's a beautiful example actually. So those blessings, if you want them to stay with you, you don't want them to leave you or to be deprived of them, then preserve them, rein them in, capture them via shukr, via showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do so, your blessings will increase and Allah is shakur, he will grant you amazing, great reward for it as well. Such a reward that none other can give you. Allah jalla wa ala will grant you paradise. Allah will grant you shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a life of ease in the world, inshaAllah. A life of afiyah. And in the akhirah, you will also be blessed as well. So with anything, whether you're blessed with knowledge, whether you're blessed with wealth, good health, status, rank in society, people respect you, if you show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see an increase in all of these things. You will see that throughout your life, your knowledge increases, your wealth, halal wealth increases, your status increases, your respect increases. Why? Because of shukr. Allah Ta'ala is shakur, He grants the best reward for your actions. But what must we do as beings, as slaves, as servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? We must cling to and hang on to shukr at all times. May Allah Jalla Wa Ala make us from the shakirin and make us deserving, make us recipients of the rewards of shakur, who is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the one who grants the best rewards. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.